Misuse of emergency rooms is a common issue for public safety net hospitals, including Atlanta's own Grady Memorial Hospital. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss how Grady is working to show frequent ER users a better path to care. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, individuals who frequently use the emergency room can be called a frequent flyer. So who is considered a frequent flyer? What does that mean?
Generally, it means somebody that visits a ER many times during a calendar year. And what Grady has looked at are people specifically that have used the ER six or more times over 6 months. And they are targeting services for those folks and trying to move them into a better avenue for care, such as primary care.
Why would someone use the ER as their primary access to health care?
Well, these are folks that are, many of them are poor, many are uninsured, some of them are homeless, and there's a high percentage of these patients that have mental illness or substance abuse problems, and also chronic diseases such as diabetes and hypertension.
These individuals are relying often on the ER as primary care, and Grady, as you said, wants to plug them into more appropriate primary care services. So how are they doing that?
Well, they first identify them through their electronic medical record as multiple time users of the ER, and they bring in a care team, which is headed by a physician, but it could make up people such as nurse practitioner, a behavioral health specialist, a pharmacist. So these are people who have many needs. And one of the interesting things about this program is not only does this Grady team work on their medical issues, but they also help them apply for housing and jobs and for social services.
How long has the program been active?
It's been active over a year now, and they found that up to 40% of these patients are succeeding in reorienting themselves into primary care rather than frequent ER use. And it has also meant a big decrease in Grady's costs to treat these folks.
This care team is fairly extensive. They're also connecting patients with social services or other community services, which can be expensive. So how does Grady plan to sustain these services?
That's a good question. What Grady wants to do is to turn these patients, many of them who have no insurance now, they want to try to get them coverage. And they've proposed a waiver plan. So with federal approval and with state approval, that these people who have no insurance now would get some kind of government coverage, probably through the Medicaid program. This would be short of Medicaid expansion. It wouldn't be as broad as that. But that way, Grady could replace what they're getting in philanthropy now, this funding from the nonprofit foundations that they're getting, and replace it with government Medicaid dollars that they would get for treating these folks.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gpbnews.org.